Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Abortion rights activists are vowing to keep protesting any further erosion of access to the procedure. This as a court battle rages over whether people will still be able to get a drug used in the abortion pill. The Supreme Court has put the issue on hold. CBS's Michelle Miller.
Justice Samuel Alito signed an order late Friday afternoon to put a five-day pause on the lower court's ruling while the justices fully consider the issue. The Biden administration and the maker of Mifepristone filed an emergency appeal after a conservative Texas judge suspended the FDA's approval of the pill last Friday. The Supreme Court is giving all sides until noon Tuesday to provide written responses.
In Boston, a wreathling marks the 10th anniversary of the marathon bombing there to remember the three killed and more than 250 who were injured. It is a day of community service, allowing people to reflect on the tragedy. Families of the victims walked slowly to the finish line and visited memorial sites. This comes 2 days before this year's marathon. Questions about motive are among those remaining in the case of the 21-year-old charged with leaking Pentagon secrets online. CBS's Willie James Inman has more.
A young Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents online appeared before a judge in federal court Friday to hear the charges against him. He is now being charged with Espionage Act violations for allegedly taking and transmitting classified documents.
Montana could be the first state to outlaw TikTok soon. CBS's Catherine Herridge reports there is a bill on the governor's desk.
In a statement to CBS News, a TikTok spokesperson said, quote, "We will continue to fight for TikTok users and creators in Montana whose livelihoods and First Amendment rights are threatened by this egregious government overreach."
Minnesota could be getting severe floods this spring. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says there is more than likely going to be severe flooding in different parts of his state.
Hope is not a plan. A plan is to be prepared.
Walz making his comments in the city of Hastings, south of the Twin Cities, where they're worried about a number of homes along the Mississippi River. The rising Vermilion River is also a concern. Governor Walz is expected to sign off on $40 million in emergency aid to help cities if needed. He also says that the National Guard could be called upon to help towns in northern Minnesota, where military vehicles could be needed for evacuations if the Red River overflows its banks.
Hey, marching bands, the rock band Metallica is holding a contest to get you to step up your game by playing its music. There are prizes involved. Submissions due November 16th. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water, or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rose says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin, thanks to Civic Media, broadcasting live here from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side, for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the state. Up in northern Wisconsin, we got our friends at Lake Eyre in Amory, WLAK, WGBW in Green Bay, The Talk of Green Bay, and so many more terrific Civic Media radio stations. Got Evan on the board. E, how was your weekend?
Oh, buddy.
Let me guess, you're going to say fair to Midland.
No, man, it was great. I had a great time. Weather was just, it was perfect.
It was spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah. It was definitely an excellent weekend. Glad to hear that you had a good one.
How was your weekend?
Oh, and it was filled with yard work. And
know
that was
what I'm
about
saying.
It. So uneventful, but got a lot done.
Yeah, buddy.
And we're already hearing chimes in from our weather correspondent, William Walter, joining us on a Monday. Will, how we doing today?
You can't talk about the beautiful weather without giving me a shout out. That's one of the very few things that I take personal. I wanted to have to be able to have a great weekend, get out there, enjoy the sun a little bit. And I wanted to put Luke to work a little bit. He hasn't been doing his homework, and yard work will maybe teach him a lesson. I don't know. I don't believe in capital punishment, but he told me before the show those legs were a little sore from picking up all the sticks. So I was out
in the yard all weekend. I couldn't not take advantage of the gorgeous weather, and so got a lot done. There's still a lot yet to do, but that is the case. It's spring here in Wisconsin. I'm excited to get the preparations done for a garden in the backyard and everything this year, so I'm looking forward to that. Folks, if you want to share a tangent with us on this Monday afternoon, it may be a little confusing with Will's presence. It is indeed not Wednesday. It is Monday. But if you want to share your tangents with us, 844-967-2789. And I hope you had a good weekend, Will.
I did. I'm always excited to get back to the Dueling Tangents world. Mondays are my seventh favorite Wednesday, in fact. Fun fact. So
that means they're your least favorite Wednesday. Interesting enough.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, right? Is the glass half full or is it half empty?
There you go.
It's all about perspective.
And Will, as we started preparing for today's show, we started talking about a lot of the clips of doing a little dumpster diving from Friday News Dump that folks may have missed, and just catching up from what happened over the weekend, and a theme occurred. And talking about young voters, last Tuesday, Wisconsin saw historic voter turnout here in a spring non-presidential primary election. And
the question was, well, what mobilized that large voter turnout that was seen last week, Tuesday? And young voters had a lot to do with it. And there's been a lot of takeaways. There's already been some postmortems. There's been a lot of discussions in the 6 days since Wisconsinites went to the polls. And, Will, it's interesting to see where some people are at right now, 6 days out in the aftermath of last Tuesday's historic turnout that elected Janet Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we discussed this in a couple different facets last week, but now that we're seeing some of the hard numbers come out of Tuesday, April 4th's election, interestingly enough, a lot of the conversation is circling around younger voters, Will. You and I, we are in that subgroup of younger voters still. And
I mean, I spent my weekend enjoying the weather. You spent it cleaning your yard. I think we are not the same.
Hey, I was still enjoying the beautiful weather. I mean, it's all one and the same. But the younger voters in Wisconsin is now kind of the focus of how the results last Tuesday ended up the way they ended up. And there's some interesting takeaways. Rather than trying to convince those younger voters that they are the better party to vote for, some political characters are taking a different approach. One, Scott Walker, and this is my Friday news dumpster dive of the week. But Scott Walker last week on Fox News, and I think I saw it, but I think I glazed over it last week, to be honest, Will. I accidentally threw this one out. Didn't mean to. But Evan had it at the ready. This is a clip of Scott Walker on Fox News trying to explain why young voters turned out in mass last Tuesday. Evan, if you could, let's play it for the people.
But across the country is younger voters. In Wisconsin last fall, we saw about a 40-point margin that younger voters gave to the Democrats running for Senate and governor. We saw similar margins in Pennsylvania. Part of the reason why you have John Fetterman in the U.S. Senate, in Arizona, in Georgia, and elsewhere. And just this week in Wisconsin, we don't yet know the numbers by age, but we do know that Dane County, which is where the University of Wisconsin's flagship campus is at, about 50,000 students are enrolled there. Dane County cast more ballots in the race for the Supreme Court than the largest county in the state, Milwaukee County. And in Dane County, 82% of those votes went for the radical. And so unless we turn young people around, and it's not as simple as one campaign ad or some sort of a coalition, this is years of liberal indoctrination coming home to roost, and we've got to turn it around if we're going to win again.
Backing that one up out of the dumpster, we appreciate that, E. But that is former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's excuse, Will, for why young voters turned out the way they did last Tuesday here in Wisconsin, is indoctrination.
Scott Walker sucks. So I'm sorry.
It begs the question. Now, you and I, we're right on that borderline of the millennial generation versus Gen Z. Gen Z currently on those college campuses, us a little bit removed. But the question becomes then, is Gen Z an indoctrined generation? They've just been indoctrinated into this mindset? Or are they just fed up of the BS that politicians like Scott Walker has been trying to sell for the number of years he's been trying to sell it? That man hasn't won an election in this state in, what, 9 years? Almost a decade since Scott Walker has been politically relevant when it comes to winning elections here in Wisconsin. But he's out there trying to say, oh, it's not my views. My views aren't the terrible part. It's the young people. They're indoctrinated. I want to hear what your thoughts are.
It's the Principal Skinner meme where he's like, am I out of touch? No, it's all the young people that are wrong. Like that's a walking, talking Scott Walker. I mean, Gen Z, once again, we said it last week, I'll say it again, young people saved democracy. We got to get an adjective that starts with a Z, maybe zeal, eager for change. You know, they are sick of the BS. They are coming out in force. They are making their voices heard, and they are changing the American electoral landscape. I think Wisconsin might serve as a precursor for really the national movement, particularly if a lot of these states are able to get their ground game as effective and efficient as we saw in the state of Wisconsin. College campus turnout was insane. I saw a tweet noting that UW-Eau Claire Ward 20, 232% increase in 2023 versus 2019.
That's where all the dorms are located on UW-Eau Claire's campus.
Correct. Ward 57, which is UW-Madison dorms as well, 240% increase. This goes, you look at the 2019 total turnout, where conservative Supreme Court candidate Brian Hagedorn won with 606,000 votes. Well, in 2023, Kelly lost handedly by 11 points with 818,000 total votes. So turnout was up exponentially, and Republicans got crushed because of it. We have been saying this for years, that when people vote, when turnout is high in general, Democrats tend to win because their policies are significantly more popular with the general electorate. But when young people in particular come out to vote, Democrats and progressive policy will win. I saw an awesome tweet, and I think we mentioned it last week, but it needs to be noted again, from Mike Wagner, political scientist and professor at UW-Madison. Dane County went 82 to 18% for Protasiewicz. She would have still won if you took away all of her Dane County votes, about 196K, and allowed Dan Kelly to keep his 43K. So when Scott Walker comes out and says, we just lost because Dane County's liberal indoctrination of students, like, no. You lost because young people across the state are fed up with you. Dane County was just running up the numbers and rubbing it in your face.
Yeah, increased the margin pretty far, thanks to Dane County. But I agree, Will, but I want to hear anybody else got perspective on whether they think Gen Z is just this entitled, indoctrined generation, or if they're just fed up with the BS. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. And Professor Mike Wagner, who you just alluded to, that Dane County stat, professor here at UW-Madison, recent guest on the Cripescast, which you can check out. Charlie Burns hosts the Cripescast, a conversation for and by people of the Midwest, and you can hear that on civic media across the network on Saturdays and Sundays at noon. Just one more aspect of the fantastic growing network that we have here at Civic Media. If you want to learn more about it, check out the website, civicmedia.us. And on this Monday afternoon, I am joined by William Walter, spitting out those facts. He did the homework, and we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Because, Will, I have a theory here that it's not just on the generics that, like, Scott Walker's pumping out. Well, they're just indoctrinated. It's not just the generics that Gen Z are fed up on. It's a whole host of issues. It's the anti-abortion stance that the Republican Party has taken very hard line since Dobbs. It's the anti-democracy stance that Republicans have taken for 12 years here in Wisconsin with the anti-democratic gerrymandered maps that we have. And on guns, they refuse to actually protect students. And this is the generation that has grown up with shooting drills, active shooting drills on their school campuses. And so, yeah.
You want to talk about impacting education at the ground level? That impacts education at the ground level. I don't want to hear anything about, oh, these books are so scary, and oh, we can't allow our students to be exposed to these gross ideas, when you're quite literally training them how to avoid a school shooter.
Yeah, that is much more traumatic than reading To Kill a Mockingbird or whatever books they're trying to ban these days. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. If you want to share a tangent on this Monday afternoon, we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. And we're going to talk about all the different facets that Gen Z may just be fed up with. Or if you take the other stance, you take Walker's stance, and oh, they're just a bunch of young, indoctrinated students, we want to hear that too. 844-967-2789.
We're screwed.
Who is?
The old-timers.
I am not old.
You're over 40. That's the cutoff.
Listen to what he's saying. Retraining. New system. Youth. This kid is the Grim Reaper. We're gone.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 53. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 55. Overcast. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 30. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
People try to put us to death.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, if you're moving around, out and about, download the Civic Media app. You can take us with you on the go. You can jump from station to station and tune in to all of the excellent programming that Civic Media puts on throughout the day. And I'm joined on this Monday afternoon by William Walter. And Will, we're talking generational change. And is Gen Z just fed up, or are they indoctrinated?
They're built different, Luke. They're built different.
And
they're not taking it anymore.
They're not taking it, but it's very easy for the talking heads, the conservative talking heads, to say, we're gonna now use this loss that we just face in this election cycle after election cycle, because it's been pretty consistent here in Wisconsin. 14 out of the last 17 statewide elections, Republicans have lost. And so,
and two of those were this year.
Yeah.
Two of their victories were this year.
Two of their victories were 2022.
Correct.
Yes.
The election we just had, I should have said.
Last November. I was a little confused there, Will. I'm like, what
time
are you talking
about?
Time
is an
about?
Illusion.
Yes, it is. It's a real strange time. But it's interesting to see if they're going to use their shortcomings in these election cycles to then try to punish universities, to stifle free speech by inviting speakers like really terrible anti-democratic speakers and force the college campuses to have them and take a variety of different approaches to handling this loss. Or they could actually have some self-reflection and be like, oh, well, we should improve our positions on these different areas rather than just blaming the young people for not liking us. And we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can share your tangents and thoughts on this Monday afternoon. Up first today, we're going to Ben in Oshkosh. Ben, what's on your mind today?
I just got two quick points. Walker blaming liberal indoctrination is absolutely ridiculous because he was governor for 8 years. So he was in charge of the education of a lot of these college kids who are voting for the first or second time now. And second, the Bow Counties went for Janet. Winnebago County elected a conservative judge and the conservative mayor, but still went for Janet. And even Door County went for Janet. So blaming it on college kids is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, if you take a look at the numbers, Ben, it seems like it would be a ridiculous argument to make, but Scott Walker is still going on national television and making that argument. And so we appreciate your phone call, Ben. But maybe, I mean, I don't know.
He hit that ratio, Luke, if it makes you feel any better.
He did get the ratio? Okay.
He got ratioed hard. Yeah,
I believe that. I believe that in full. I didn't see the bottom line. It is very the stylistic changes. You have a problem with Elon Musk for a lot of different things, as do I. But one of the top little petty grievances I have is the style format changes that just like the views that got introduced and all of the different moving and now when you're just on Twitter, you also don't have the hashtag or the at symbol at easy access anymore. They removed that from the baseline keyboard. It's just like, that's so stupid, but this is a petty grievance of mine. I want to hear your thoughts.
We would be
though.
Here for hours, Luke, if you asked me to complain about
we could
about
do a whole show on Elon Musk.
With Elon Musk.
Yes, yes, we can. But right now we're talking Gen Z, indoctrinated or fed up? We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Up next, we head over to Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, how you doing on this Monday afternoon?
Good. You guys sound great. Great show. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a 68-year-old lady, granny to these young people, probably older than a granny. But in my opinion, Scotty Walker is an idiot and full of caca. And I see Gen Z as the first line of a defense against fascism. I think they're brilliant. I think they're aware. I think they're motivated, and I say power to those young people because they give me hope. They give hope for our state. They give hope for our country, and all the power to them. They're intelligent. They're aware of all of the issues. They know that climate change is real. They are impacted by every stupid, idiotic things that the people with their R after their name come out with. They are the ones that are going to suffer. So all of us old people need to support these young people because they are our future leaders, and I give them kudos, and I'm very, very proud. Thank you. I didn't mean to go on and on and on, guys, but I think they're wonderful. I think you're wonderful. So, you know, you guys are our future, and people better pay attention because you know what you're doing, and you guys are very intelligent. And we're lucky to have you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeannie. Absolutely. And I would count that one then, Will, in the category of fed up, not indoctrinated for Jeannie's vote.
Gen Z is everything that I feel like boomers said millennials would be and that I wish millennials were, but clearly aren't. Like, Gen Z is them. They are the movement. They are the ones that are like, you know what? Nah, we've had enough of this. We're going to change the system. Millennials get all the flack because boomers are their parents, generally, if you look at the age breakdown. And, you know, old people always want to hate on what's young and hip and cool that they no longer understand. But, man, I wish that millennials had been able to lay a bit of a better framework for Gen Z because they are taking everything that we wanted to do and actually getting it done.
Well, come on, man. And so we had to deal with the housing crisis, two different recessions, the war on terror.
I was going to say,
come on, man. Like, I'm the bridge, I guess, between these two. And it's hard to see where we're
economic
at.
Economic catastrophe after economic catastrophe makes it a little bit difficult to get politically engaged.
The once in a century political events that just keep all happening at the same time. Yeah, it's a little exhausting, but it's exciting to see that Gen Z is pretty fed up. Or do you think they're indoctrinated? We want to hear your thoughts on this Monday afternoon. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media, and we're talking the fallout from the Wisconsin spring election last Tuesday and the different activations that Gen Z has. We're also seeing some of the policies come to roost that Republicans have been courting and donors they've been courting in recent years. Going to get more than that in your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The sides involved in the abortion pill dispute have until Tuesday to file written arguments. Until then, the Supreme Court is keeping in place the current availability after lower court restrictions, including a total ban from a Texas federal judge.
What they're doing is keeping the status quo by pushing pause on all of Judge Kaczmarek's decision while it has more time to review further briefing.
Lori Levinson at Loyola Law. More now on Jack Teixeira, accused of illegally taking Pentagon documents, sharing them digitally. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Teixeira allegedly posted the materials in a private chat on Discord, a site popular with gamers. The documents were apparently there for months and circulated online before investigators discovered the leak.
Weather-wise this weekend?
We are looking at the potential for some severe weather in portions of Arkansas on Saturday, and then on Sunday into portions of the Deep South and Southeast.
David Parkinson, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, and that's the sentiment that Scott Walker's given. We don't need no education, because he's conflating it to liberal indoctrination, and that's the reason why Republicans keep losing. Well, I can't even get through it without chuckling a little bit, because it's that comical of a thought to me, but that's what the former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, said going on national television, Fox News, last week, Friday. And
maybe
sharing
that's
those
why
thoughts.
He's this former governor and has no interest in running against Tammy Baldwin. It's not because it wouldn't be fun.
I think that's
the because he would get crushed.
The six figure that he now cashes in from, what is it, Young Americans?
Yeah, YAF, Federation? Yeah. And I think
Federation
actually,
or Foundation, I forget what it is. It is it's a high six figure number.
I was gonna say it's closer to seven figures.
It's like three quarters of the way there. But I think that's better. That better explains why Scott Walker's like, oh yeah, oh,
Oh, the Senate would be boring. I don't want to be a senator. Not the fact that he would just have the floor wiped with him if he were to go up against incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in 2024. That's what Walker and a lot of conservatives are saying is, oh, it's the indoctrination. That's what the youth are indoctrinated. That's why we're losing. We need to fight back against indoctrination rather than, you know, coming up with better ideas. We want to hear your thoughts. Is Gen Z an indoctrined generation, or are they just fed up of the BS that they've been sold and are now starting to have that reflect at the ballot box? They're showing up and voting accordingly after being fed up. 844-967-2789. You can join Dueling Tangents all 2 o'clock hour long on the phone lines. Call or text 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Mark this afternoon. Mark, how are we doing today?
Well, doing okay, considering I got to stay in the hospital now for I don't know how much longer before they release me to rehab.
Sorry to hear that, Mark.
I'm a 64-year-old guy that that can remember back in probably 1970 when they ushered all us boys out of the room so they could show the girl a film or something like that, and probably their oncoming, becoming womanhood thing. And it just now the Republicans don't even want women to discuss menses in school, for God's sake. I mean, let alone school shootings. I mean, it is just shocking to me that this is going on. We're inundated with commercials now with the new underwear to take care of to women's hygiene needs for that, but they do not want girls to discuss menses in school. It is just let alone the indoctrination. I mean, Scott Walker's got his own little youth organization that they're indoctrinating those kids into their conservative mindset. Well, that's indoctrination too, there, Scotty. That so Scotty can suck it. I mean, that.
Appreciate the thoughts, Mark. I hate to break it to you. There's somebody there at the end of the millennial generation, beginning of the Gen Z, they still had separate health classes growing up for quite a while. At least that's how I remember it. The boys and the girls were still separated ahead of those health classes in 4th, 5th, 6th grade. But appreciate the phone call, Mark. 844-967-2789. I think it is a large part that Gen Z is just fed up. I think the former governor, Scott Walker, is just incorrect. He's miscalculating the politics surrounding this.
Luke implies he's not doing this in bad faith.
That's fair. That is a fair argument to make, Will. But if you look at it, because if you were to evaluate it any other way, he would have to change. Republicans, conservatives, they would have to change. That's the hard part of actually addressing this problem for where I believe it is. And it's that the Republicans are out of touch. The elected officials that are Republicans are out of touch. Conservative thought leaders are out of touch. And it's very clear on a range of things, from education and to the anti-abortion stances that the party has taken, to a lot of anti-democratic actions that Republicans have taken in recent years. And Will, we touched on this story a little bit with the ProPublica reporting last Friday on Dueling Tangents. We talked about the piece Clarence Thomas and the Billionaire. And since we got off the air on Friday, and folks, if you missed any portion of that show, you can go check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. Click on the show tab. You can go to Dueling Tangents and see that podcast from last Friday. But we talked about the reporting at ProPublica, which was excellent long-form journalism, talking about the instances.
Very well done.
Very, very well done. Since he was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1991, Clarence Thomas had since become friends with a Republican mega donor and conservative Texas businessman, Harlan Crow. And the reporting is fantastic. We're not going to go into it again. Again, you can check out the podcast of Dueling Tangents last Friday. But since we got off the air on Friday, Will, some new revelations of who Harlan Crow is and the things that he likes to do in his free time, the things that he does, his hobbies he keeps, the collections that he has around his properties, have come to further light. Not initially reported. We talked about it in the ProPublica piece about some interesting paintings, a very exclusive upstate New York resort that Clarence Thomas goes to. There's an old style soda fountain, and they've got a giant replica of Hagrid's cottage. All those things were reported in the ProPublica
piece. Trying to show off how quirky he is. Like, oh, I'm just this weird
just
little
like
billionaire.
These cool billionaire. Hang on, not just a millionaire, billionaire, I believe.
This is billionaire with a B.
Yes,
people.
With a B.
Yes.
But kind of like, oh yeah, why wouldn't Clarence Thomas want to go to Harlan Crowe's properties and spend time every single year? But since reading about that piece on the air last Friday, some new details over at The Nation came to light, Will. And it seems like Harlan Crowe has another fascination that he likes to collect. And it gets chalked up as memorabilia from fallen dictators of the 20th century. But in essence, it's a lot of former Nazi stuff. And this is just really, really strange. And I think it ties together with the broader anti-democratic small d, not like the Democratic Party, the party of Democrats, but like democracy in general, the anti-democracy stances that conservatives here in the United States have taken and really escalated in recent years. Because this Republican mega donor has a statue garden of 20th century dictators, Will. And
that
it's,
were the statues present in their home nations. It's
yes.
Not like he hired someone to build a statue. He quite literally saved statues of these dictators that they had set up themselves.
Yes. And he also has other, he's got paintings hanging on in his property down in Texas. He's got paintings painted by Adolf Hitler. He has a signed copy of Mein Kampf. Like, really strange things to, like, this isn't like a never forget kind of thing. This is kind of like never forget kind of thing. Like, it's very weird, Will, and it's just baffling to me that this is the company that some individuals in politics here in Wisconsin court. They don't just seek his company.
There is a wide range of connections. Ted Cruz had a tweet where he was in Crowe's library swearing in a Texas judge along with Clarence Thomas in 2018. I mean, first of all, Luke, anybody who has a fireplace that's like 8 or 9 feet tall, they're a Bond villain. Okay, I don't care what they do. I don't care how they live their life. No human being that's reasonable, sensible, cares about the long-term success of humanity has something like that. But B, the way it was described was they treat his estate almost like a museum, or they try to convey the appearance of a museum so that people who show up aren't kind of freaked out by the fact that this private entity has all of this Nazi memorabilia. It's so prominent that guests of his have noted, do you think it's weird how much Nazi stuff is sitting around here? How much Nazi stuff do you have to have before people are looking around and looking at each other and being like, yo, is this guy a Nazi? Like, what's going on?
I think
here?
As soon as you have two, that's kind of tipping your hand in that general direction. That's just my thought. Unless you're like a Smithsonian, if it's two.
A literal museum.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
that's the cover.
Two or more
that's kind of what I'm getting
bad.
At.
Yes.
I think they try to cover it as a museum rather than a private person owning this so that it looks, it doesn't reflect as poorly on the individual who owns it. You got to keep in mind, too, Luke, that Harlan Crowe is the chairman and former CEO of Crowe Holdings, which was founded by his father. So, again, this is a rich man who grew up fabulously wealthy, completely insulated from the real world, as the vast majority of human beings have to witness. And he has turned his attention towards these, you know, outlandish, weird, frankly creepy hobbies because he has never needed to actually do anything in his life.
And so he has these creepy hobbies of collecting Nazi and other 20th century dictator regime memorabilia. And then the other is flying Clarence Thomas, one of the 9 Supreme Court justices for the U.S. Supreme Court, around the world on his private jet and hosting him 1 week a year every year for the last 20 years at his upstate New York resort. It's very, very fascinating. But one of the quotes from this piece over at thenation.com, the story headlined, Clarence Thomas's rich friend collects judges, politicians, and Nazi memorabilia, written up by Jeet here. And this is the quote, Will, because I think it sums up a lot of the piece. Harlan Crow is both a collector of evil and an evil collector. His evil is not so much the objects he gathers around him as the belief that he has the right to buy anything without regard to consequences. He's bought not just the Hitler artifacts, I believe is what it's hitting at, but it's not what it actually is, but also intellectuals, politicians, and justices. Nor are all the purchases just on the right. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is among the politicians who have felt the need to keep Crow's company. No person should have as much as Crow. The artifacts he owns belong in public public archives and museums. The public officials he owns also need to be pried away from Crow's grasping hands. Their duty is to the public, not to plutocrats. And so I think that so well sums up why the relationships that this individual, Harlan Crow, is fostering and nurturing with $500,000 trips to the Indonesian islands on super yachts that don't get disclosed on judicial ethics filings. Looking at you, Clarence Thomas. But this rise in anti-democratic actions from the individuals at the helm of these institutions, that's a reason why Gen Z is so fed up with the BS, is because there is this behind-the-scenes game that is being played and acting like we are this glowing, shining city on a hill.
We're a bastion of freedom and democracy, but yes, really we're controlled by a small handful of unfathomably wealthy oligarchs.
And so for a lot of time, people took it for granted that we were this bastion for freedom and democracy. But as those rights are stripped away, as women no longer have autonomy over their bodies, And a lot of these plutocrats and politicians just believe that there is a chessboard that they are playing on and that everybody else is just pawns, that, oh, well, they're not going to show up because young people never show up. Gen Z is proving them wrong. Gen Z is showing up in numbers here in Wisconsin. And there's a lot of different reasons. I think this is one of the aspects. It's not indoctrination on liberal college campuses. It's the fact that for so long, we've been told a story. As Brian and I allude to here on Dueling Tangents all the time, narrative is everything. And for so long, they were told that this is how it was done, and they're just told to accept it. But now Gen Z is saying, no, we're going to mobilize, we're going to get politically involved, and we're going to show you how it's actually going to be done. And it's really encouraging, but at the same time, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And I'm really excited to be able to have you on the airwaves, Will, so that we can keep talking about this, because it's super important. But if you've got a thought, we want to hear it as well. Is Gen Z indoctrinated, or are they just fed up with the way that the current status quo is? 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by William Walter on a Monday afternoon. Got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 53. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 55. Cloudy tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. 30. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I woke up, it was 7, waited till 11 just to figure out that no one would call. I think I've got a lot of friends, but I don't hear from them. What's another night all alone when you're spending every day on your own? And here it goes. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Monday afternoon by William Walter. No, it's not that midweek visit the Will typically gives us on Wednesdays, so we really apologize throwing off your entire week if we're doing so with this appearance, but that's okay. You can just look at the calendar, be reminded what day it is.
I mean, hey, give me a call on Wednesday, people. I'm available.
There you go.
I'll sit there and talk with you for hours.
If you want to share your tangent with us here on this final segment of the day for Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. Last Friday, former Governor Scott Walker going on Fox News and saying, well, it's the liberal indoctrination of our students. That's the reason why Republicans keep losing, not the fact that we have terrible ideas and terrible candidates and don't stand for a whole lot, just kind of cash the checks of the donors and do no, none of that self introspection. None of that. It was all
that would require looking in a mirror, Luke. And vampires can't see their own reflection.
I wouldn't go that far, but you could say that, Will. That's fine. We want to hear your thoughts out there as well. Here on Dueling Tangents, we're taking your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can be like Justin in Madison. Justin, what's on your mind this Monday afternoon?
First of all, I just want to tell you guys, thanks for everything, and I'll try to make it as quick as I can. So I started my day today checking out some emails, and I have two kids, and they both go to school in the Sun Prairie school system, and today was active threat drill day. So I want to get back to the former governor, and I never thought I'd say this, but I think he's absolutely right. I do think young people are being indoctrinated, and I think they're being indoctrinated because they have to go to school and do active threat drills. You know, when I was a kid, we had like tornado and earthquake and stuff like that, but definitely not an active threat drill. My kids are pretty cool. You know, I have a pretty good relationship with them. And I kind of talked to him about, you know, how'd it go today? How's the active threat drill? And my kids, like a lot of young people in school, are scared about this sort of thing, you know? So you got a kid, even if you grew up in a Republican household where your dad or your mom is talking about, you know, Trump is awesome, the governor's awesome, that's one thing. But then when you go to school and you're in school and you have an active threat drill, you're being indoctrinated, you know, because that's something that's frightening. That's something that's scary. And a lot of kids know, hey, Republicans, they want you to be able to have whatever kind of gun you want. And Democrats, they want some gun control. You know, if you want to go with your grandma or your grandpa and hunt a deer during, you know, the hunting season, hey, that's great, you know, but they know Democrats don't want you to be able to have a Bushmaster 3,000,000 or whatever, unless you're in the army or law enforcement or something like that. So, I mean, like the email today, there's some verbiage in there like evacuate, and it says find the closest exit and get out of the building. In a real event, run to the space where you can no longer see the building, neighborhood, businesses, wooded area. All are good options. And then it says in this email, counter, whether you barricade and hide or evacuate, having something in your hand to throw as a distraction is best practice should you encounter a threat. Now, if you're doing drills like these for kids who are like K through 12, when it's your turn to vote, you're not going to want to vote for the people who say, let's have these crazy guns and maybe people can bring them to your school and violence can happen. So I think the governor's right, man. I think, you know, what the GOP is doing, not only in Wisconsin, but nationwide, is indoctrinating kids. It's indoctrinating them to let them know that Republicans are off their rocker. So that's all I have. Thanks a lot. You guys are doing an awesome job. Thank you for everything. And also, too, thank you, Sun Prairie School District, for trying your best to keep my children safe. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. And I love teachers. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Justin. That is a terrific phone call. And the traumatization that our school students have to go through now because certain politicians just refuse to actually try to even try to address these problems. I wouldn't equate it to indoctrination, but I can see your argument. I can definitely see that.
What I heard from Justin's argument is the fact that we're having these school shooting drills so frequently, it's almost like it's trying to normalize it for the students. Like you're trying to convince young people, well, gosh darn it, there's nothing we can do about these guns, so you might as well get used to it, be prepared, be knowledgeable, and understand how to best handle the situation. And you could make the argument, I think, that that's indoctrinating them because you're convincing them that a better world is not possible. You're telling them that change can't be made, so why bother? And it's trying to like almost scare them into a worldview that I don't think is realistic.
And I think, and it gets back to Gen Z's fed up.
They're rejecting it.
They're fed
they're
up
completely rejecting
and they're rejecting
it,
and they're showing that at the ballot box. And
indoctrination, and, Luke, or inspired?
And I think it's important to point out, Will, that the older generations, boomers, Gen Xers, for a really long time, they had active drills in school as well. They had duck and cover. We were in a stalemate, a cold war against the Soviet Union, and the duck and cover drills were what they did in reality. But you know what? Those bombs never came. Nuclear bombs never came from the Soviet Union. The duck and cover drills were something that those individuals, that's their response to solving a problem. Thoughts and prayers and active shooter drills, rather than actually having concrete, common sense legislation that could be done to stem at any regard this problem. But instead, in Tennessee, where the most recent mass school shooting occurred, I can't say mass shooting because there was one in Louisville earlier today at a bank.
This morning.
But the last school mass shooting that we've seen as a nation in Tennessee, less than 10 days ago, instead of actually addressing and hearing and having a conversation and debate about common sense actions that could prevent tragedies like that from occurring again, Republicans in charge of the Tennessee state legislature decided to expel two out of the three Democratic lawmakers that joined those protests of young people in Nashville. Instead, they said, we're going to kick you out for voicing solidarity with those young students that wanted to see action in Tennessee. That's why young people are fed up. It's not indoctrination. It's the gross negligence and in many regards, acceptance by a lot of Republican lawmakers of the status quo and acting like nothing can be done about it. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate William Walter for joining me on this Monday afternoon. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. civicmedia.us. Click on the show tab, Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then.
Take it easy, party people.
Hi, Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.